Hello all, and welcome to another episode of Everyday Black History. Happy Friday to you all out there. I hope you had a wonderful week and that you're set to have an even better weekend. But as of this moment, we're going to get into a little bit of black history, and I hope you're ready because we're going to be focusing on one of our storied institutions, HBCU, Morehouse College. And Morehouse College is one of the most well-known HBCUs and, you know, in the country, along with Howard University and Spelman and, you know, Clark Atlanta. You know, Morehouse is one of the most well-known. I mean, it was used as the basis for Spike Lee's film School Days, and a lot of well-known African-American leaders and entertainers went to Morehouse College, such as Spike Lee and Samuel Jackson, and even Martin Luther King went to Morehouse College. A lot of educators and important black men to black history went and attended Morehouse College. It was founded in 1867 by William Jefferson White, and through an aggressive expansion program through its sixth president, President Benjamin Hayes, who was a mentor to Martin Luther King. During the 50s and 60s, Morehouse was established as the largest men's college in the United States, with an enrollment of over 2,000 students. Morehouse, along with Clark Atlanta and Spelman, and the Morehouse School of Medicine, make up what is called Atlanta University Center, the Atlanta University Center. Those are some of the most well-known HBCUs that we have here in the country. And as mentioned, it was an institution established, Morehouse was established as the Augusta Institute by Reverend William Jefferson White, who was a journalist of who was half, he was an African American and Native American, or Native as well as white. His father was white, his mom was African and Native American, and he was a civil rights leader, a minister, educator, and a journalist, and who, you know, like all those who contributed to starting HBCUs, knew that education was extremely important. And he founded it with the help of several other reverends, some of which who were former slaves. And it was initially founded to teach theology. It was initially founded as a theological institute that was to educate freedmen in Washington, D.C. It was later moved to Atlanta, Augusta, Georgia, and then to Atlanta, Georgia, in its current location in 1879. It received a sponsorship from the American Baptist Home Mission Society, which was an organization that helped to establish several historically black colleges. And it was even given land that was donated to it by John D. Rockefeller, who was, you know, one of the richest men in the country. But it was in 1906, John Hope became the first African American president of Morehouse College, at the time still known as the Augusta Institute. And when he became the president, he envisioned an institute that would be academically rigorous, and that it would be something that could be looked to as one of the top colleges in the country. It was given its name, Morehouse College, in 1913, named after a man by the name of Henry L. Morehouse, who was a corresponding secretary at the American Baptist Home Mission Society. And he organized the support from John D. Rockefeller, who gave them the land so that they can build Morehouse College, and also the support of the American Baptist Home Mission Society itself. As mentioned, Benjamin Mays became the president. He was the sixth president, and he became the president in 1940. And as we mentioned before, he was also a mentor to Martin Luther King. And during his time, that's when Morehouse really began to gain its reputation for being one of the top HBCUs in the country. They were very involved in the civil rights movement during the 1960s era. And a lot of the speeches that Benjamin Mays, the president at that time, gave were instrumental in shaping the personal development of many of the students in Morehouse during his tenure. A school of medicine was established in the 1975, and it became independent from Morehouse College in 1981. But as mentioned, that makes up, along with Clark Atlanta and Morehouse and Spelman, the Atlanta University Center. But as we mentioned, you know, it's a storied university. Two presidents gave speeches there. President Barack Obama, he became the first sitting president in three quarters of a century to deliver a commencement address there. And even FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, gave a summer commencement address there in 1938. So, as mentioned, it was used at the basis of Spike Lee's movie School Days, and many, many famous entertainers and leaders have gone to Morehouse. It also is it also produced Rhodes Scholars. Is one of the few colleges, the HBCU colleges, that produced Rhodes Scholars. And as of 2018, it is the number one men's college for producing Rhodes Scholars, and the number one institution of all types for producing the most black male Rhodes Scholars. It's also been named as the number three among the nation's HBCUs in the U.S. News and World Report in 2019. And it was also the number one institution of black male doctorate recipients as well. Many black male doctorate recipients started off their higher education path at Morehouse. Some of the alumni who went there, as we mentioned, Martin Luther King, Samuel Jackson, Spike Lee, even Herman Cain went to Morehouse College. You know, if you know who Herman Cain is, Guru from Gangstar, the rap group, went there. Many athletes, Major League Baseball athletes and World Series MVPs have gone there, and even United States the Surgeon Generals have gone there, judges have gone there, many notable men have gone and graduated from Morehouse University. There's a lot of information on Morehouse, so you can definitely look up the institution on your own and just see just all the influential people who went there, and it's and you know, just its history as well. But we just wanted to highlight it tonight on Everyday Black History. It's been a while since we've highlighted an institution, especially an HBCU, and it's always important to highlight our HBCUs because, you know, they were all established during a time when higher education was elusive to African Americans. So we treasure our HBCUs, and that's why we highlight them. So that concludes this episode of Everyday Black History. Please continue to support and tune in, and stay tuned for the next episode. Oh, and before we end, also please continue to support and check out the YouTube, Everyday Black History, the YouTube channel. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter. Everyday Black History, you can always find us. So please continue to support, and thank you for the support, and stay tuned for the next episode.